music, news, information. Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
I want to welcome into the studio now Alan Bracken. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, John, and good morning everyone who's listening.
And thank you for dropping in. We're going to talk about the upcoming Ardèche, which is this weekend, I believe. Is that right?
That's correct. It's on this Friday evening, Friday the 13th, and Saturday the 14th, which will be taking place in RDS, which is in Dublin. Voting will take place on the Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and there's four kind of panels as such.
Yeah. What will the voting be on, Alan?
The voting will be on one will be Committee of 15, yep, which is divided into three panels.
That's yourself now.
That's myself. Yep. I'll run through. There's one position from the north of Ireland, which we have ex-Lord Mayor of Belfast Pat McCarthy putting his name forward, and ex-Sinn Féin councillor Sarah McInney is running as well. So they'll be contesting the north of Ireland panel for one position. Okay. As our goal as run candidates towards 2019, and I was recently up in Belfast, Queen's University, which we signed up 71 members for Fianna Fáil there 2 weeks ago. On the female, on the other two, on within the Committee of 15, there's 7 males and 7 females. So on the female panel, we have Roisin Bradley, which is from Donegal, Maria Buckley from Cork North West, Sandra Farrell from Tipperary, Aidan Gannell, which is from Westmeath, Stephanie Keating from Waterford, Claudia Kennedy, also from Donegal, Catherine McLean from Dublin Midwest, Stephanie Murphy Penn from Galway West, Bridge Ryan, Cork South Central, Madeline Thornton from Mead West, and Neve Trainer from Dublin Fingal. And then in the male panel, I'm going for re-election.
Yeah.
So it's myself, which is based from Dublin Bay North, Dermot Brennan from Cork North West, Dave Byrne from Dublin Fingal, Garrett Green from Clare, Mark Holt from Wicklow, John Curran from Wexford, Tim Matter from Tipperary, DJ Murr from Kildare North, Owen Mundoon from Mead East, Gerard Murphy from Cork North West, and Michael Smith from Monaghan. So we be there'll be three ballot papers for the Committee of 15. So everyone will have who's been a delegate and who's been a member for more than a year will have a vote on each of them panels. So there'll be 7 males be selected, 7 females and one person from the north of Ireland. Also there's vice presidents positions with Arthur Griffin, former Senator Donny Cassidy is running in it, Mary Byrne from Louth is running, and Catherine Byrne as well from Dublin Bay South. So it'll be three positions are able to be filled in that position, so that'll be voted on as well.
Okay, now that's the Committee of 15. Will you just remind now the listeners what the Committee of 15 is all about? What's the job of the Committee of 15?
Committee of 15 is, as you would say, is you'd be representing the membership of the Fianna Fáil party on the national executive. So if someone had any concerns or you'd be representing, it's like if you have your local councillors, if you had a local issue itself, you'd contact your councillor for a local thing, or you'd contact, if you had the national issue, you'd contact a senator or your local TD to make a representative on your behalf. So I'd make a recommendation for the membership of the Fianna Fáil party, which is voted on a national scale. So everyone in the party nationally would select their person to make the recommendation for themselves.
Okay, now coming up at the weekend is the Ardèche. Now, this is happening very soon after the budget.
We had this planned quite a while ago. This been planned for a good 6 months. We're not too sure it was the same after the budget itself, but it's a lot of key that Fianna Fáil has made under the supply of confidence agreement, you know. So we're happy with some of the outcomes. Some of them I think they could have done better for some self-employed people. It's good to see the telephone allowance back at €2.50. Unfortunately, the debt bearer grant has not come back in into play, which is a big thing to a lot of people.
It is, yeah.
From grieving itself. But some good things that we've seen, we had the refencing of €35 million to mental health funding, which is very key. And yesterday was Mental Health Awareness Day.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
And which is a very key. It's also good that €55 million under the Fianna Fáil Supply Council agreement is gone into the National Treatment Purchase Fund. We see this small increase in the social welfare across the board of €5. We welcome
which doesn't happen until the end of March.
Yeah, so yeah,
that's a bit of a
it's a
loss of some money to people, you know.
Yeah, especially when people say it's five and smart. We think it should have been much more closer, not the same as last year. Maybe on the 1st of January. It's good to see the Christmas bonus at 85 is being intact, which is much needed, especially at Christmas thing. Increase the capital investments regarding key sector in the community, and it's good some funding towards disability. But there's a lot of key areas of sector. The community is growing. It is very fast pace. Housing is still very key, and health is very key in our thing. And we believe, Fianna Fáil Party believe, there's more could be done regarding in housing itself, straight across the board.
Yeah, and they brought in a vacant site levy, but they didn't bring in a vacant premises levy. And there's an awful lot of houses lying empty, which could be used for housing. Now, what was the story there?
The story there, we're trying to get people, first of all, I think the minister wanted to bring up the vacancy to get people, instead of holding the land, so basically trying to get a more maximum value, they'd have to pay a levy regarding on the land on this on the self. So I think it's 7%, and then I think increases up to 10%, up to 2020.
But they didn't bring in a levy on vacant houses, for instance. You know, there's a lot of vacant houses.
Yeah, there is a good few vacant houses, and that's including the constituency in this constituency in Dublin Bay North as well.
So there should be some incentive there for people to either rent them out or sell them to the councils or the
but there's an issue there as well. Some people as well, if people are in a nursing home or in probate, they can't.
That's another thing as well.
Also, plus if people haven't made a will as well, that can have a number of issue regarding how some houses can be vacant for some time. Probate can take up to 12, 18 months as well. So.
They were supposed to legislate as well about people in nursing homes. That, excuse me, the HSE wouldn't be taking 80% of the rent they were being paid, because it'd be classed as an income and they take 80% of your income.
So
nothing was done about that either.
No, not the present moment. Anyway, I think that was under the Fair Deal scheme, wasn't it?
Fair Deal scheme, yeah.
We had our selection convention last week in the Artane Beaumont Recreation Centre, which was chaired by neighbouring constituency Dara O'Brien TD. Five people were nominated, which was Sean Hotty TD, Tom Bravson, councillor in the Beaumont Donna Mead Ward, Deirdre Heaney in the Clontarf, Carla Hart Hayes, and myself. We were all nominated by members. I withdrew myself, Carla Hart Hayes, and Deirdre Heaney. Tom Bravison and Sean Hottie went to the vote, and are literally be glad to hear that Sean Hottie is our selected candidate to run in the constituency at Dublin Bay North.
That's in the next general election.
Whenever that would be. So I want to congratulate Sean and give congratulations to Councillor Tom Bravison and Deirdre and Carla,
yes, congratulations to them. And you never know when there's going to be a general election.
That's
the way things are, you know.
That's the magic question, you know. But we are key in the confidence supply agreement itself. We've got key priorities. Even this morning, Richard Bruton gave credit to Thomas Byrne regarding the teaching and funding into third level education this morning on Moore in Ireland itself. I think yesterday as well, RTÉ shouldn't have cut off Michael McGrath after 13 minutes when live on RTÉ Radio 1 when he's given a response. so listeners could listen fully.
I didn't actually hear that myself now.
After 13 minutes yesterday, RTE cut off Michael McGrath giving a response. Even on previous years that did not happen, and even when we were in government we always gave full response on our national broadcaster as well. So
You usually give us an update on local events, upcoming local events. Is there anything happening that the listeners should know about?
Yeah, next Sunday, every third Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Down at Bull Island, there's a beach cleanup. So that takes place. I usually participate in that itself. People will probably be aware down at Fervie at the moment. Dublin City Council has been decided by Dublin City that they're going to be removing one lane of traffic for the cycle lane from all the way back into town. I think they should have done the cycle lane through the park.
They're actually removing one lane of
motorway traffic itself. Ooh. So that's going to increase a lot of pile up all the way down at Fairview. It is quite busy down there.
Yeah, it's very busy.
That was true, but there's a good thing that we are keeping the trees. They were planned to cut down the trees, and that was a lot of good character as you're coming into Fairview, going towards Clontarf and towards Malahide Road. And green activist Donald Clooney. She ran down there last Clontarf. She campaigned very actively with a petition to keep the trees down there as well. So it's good to see the trees, but I think they should have done the cycle lane a pathway through the park itself.
Yeah, and I mean stopping one lane of traffic heading into the city centre is not a great plan.
No, it's not.
Okay, and then anything else, Alan?
That's the main part as well. There'll be a lot of kind of Christmas fairs and vice versa will be coming up in the next couple of weeks, which will be available on the website, and I'll be tweeting information itself.
Okay, and if people want any information, can they contact you directly, or do you just work internally?
If they want to contact me, but if they want to contact our TD, if Sean Hottie, so you have seanhottie.ie. In the Beaumont Donegal ward, you can contact Tom Bravison. In the Clontarf ward, we have Sean Paul Matten and Deirdre Heaney. But if you want to contact myself either, I'd be more than happy to forward any query to the Revel sources. So abracken.fianafail.ie@gmail.com, or you can contact me on my mobile, which is 085-212-0019, or you can tweet me at @a_bracken, BRACKEN. Or if they have any queries, like to contact any of our spokespersons or any information regarding our budget, you can find all the contact details available on www.fianafail.ie, and it'll have all the correct details to any direct question regarding the budget, or like to ask our Fianna Fáil View spokespersons on anything itself.
Okay, Alan, once again, thanks very much for dropping into the studio to us, and I'm sure we'll be talking again before Christmas. How you got on, and etc., and how the Ardèche went.
Yeah, I'd be more than happy to give a full outline and everything yourself. I want to thank everyone who's listening this evening. I want to wish all the candidates who's running at the Ardèche the very best of luck, and I'll be in touch regarding the update afterwards. Anyway, very much, John.
Okay, thank you, Alan.
Across Northeast Dublin,
90.3.
This is Near FM.